Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gym Closet. I am here alone today, but we're going to be doing a quick recording because Amber and I are going out of town, so we will be gone for the beginning of the week, but I wanted to get a short one out. Last week, we talked to Miguel, and a lot of that was about using time off from a diet and in order to grow and in order to achieve the muscle gain that you want in order to ultimately compete and be the best that you can on stage. So from that, got a lot of questions about, you know, the can I stay lean all year round and all of this different stuff. And the biggest thing that I wanted to stress that we're going to talk about today is not letting short-term goals ruin your overall success or your overall long-term goals. And what I mean by that is there are certain steps that you might have to take that will ultimately help in gaining muscle and taking that time off and maybe being a little more fluffy for a certain amount of time in order to be in a surplus of calories and be able to jump up and gain the muscle that you're looking to gain. You may have to be a little bit fluffier for a little bit of time. And so what I see a lot of times is you end up having these people that want to do, you know, their short-term stuff, whether it's a photo shoot that pops up, whether it's summer, wanting to be look good and have abs on the beach and those different things. And ultimately, I always say, you know, what is your ultimate goal? If your ultimate goal is to look good on the beach, then yes, by all means, let's diet down. Let's get shredded up for the summer. But if it's your off season and, you know, in the back of your mind, you want to compete at the highest level on stage, and then you're kind of talking, you know, but I'd also like to maybe look good this summer and think about that. Then you have to think about, you know, what are your main goals? Are you going to hurt your main goal by doing this summer cut, and being able to be lean through the summer? As long as you're in a surplus of calories, and even if it's a slight surplus, you're going to be able to gain muscle. So if you can calculate where you're at in a slight surplus, I have actually Jordan who, you know, recently decided to continue an off season, but he didn't want to get super fluffy and get into a giant bulk for the summer. So he is in a good position to slightly be in a surplus in order to gain muscle, but then be at a presentable summer figure. You know what I mean? He's not going to be worried about his physique to the point where he's now dieting and hurting his overall goal, but he can be presentable and he can feel good about what he's doing. He can be big and feel full and have his muscles full and continue to make those muscle gains in the off season with still have a decent body composition for his overall goal in, or his short-term goal in the summer to look good and feel good and that kind of stuff. So that is a good example of what program you need to be on in order to achieve some of those short-term goals in order not to hurt your long-term overall success. That also goes for people that are dieting in the general population. If you are dieting in the general population and you just cut out everything, or you start doing a crazy diet, there's 100 of them out there that are just going to be unattainable long term, then you're ultimately hurting your long term goal, because what happens is if you go off of that diet, you're going to be gaining more weight back. You're going to be losing, say you're starving yourself for a certain amount of time. That's not attainable long term. Sustainable long term. That's when you are going to fail after a short term. And then it's very, very hard not to rebound because you're setting yourself up with hormone problems, with different things, that metabolic adaptation. If you're too low for too long, you're hurting yourself in the long run. So making sure that you're staying on a program that is sustainable and you're able to do it. Accountability is huge. If you're not accountable for doing what you're doing, then ultimately you may need to take a diet break and not worry about it as much, because if you continue to go, you know, uphill and downhill, those yo-yo diets that you've seen all the people do, that is a great example of letting your short-term goals interfere with your long-term goal. If you have to feel like tomorrow I'm going to lose 10 pounds in order to make yourself feel good at that certain time, then you may be hurting your long-term goal of being down 10 pounds and keeping it off forever. You know, that's the thing that you have to keep in mind, is that slow progress with fat loss is going to be the best progress, because it's the most sustainable, and it's also the best way to continue and have that success and continue to be able to live life and do what you need to do, but sustain that nutrition, that flexible nutrition that we practice. And the reason we do that is because it's something you can do and go out with friends and, you know, still live your life and still be successful in your diet, not decide one night when you're going to go out with your friends that you have to completely abandon your diet or completely abandon your nutrition because you want to go have a good time. So those are just some quick thoughts that I wanted to get out for you guys this week. Since we will be out of town at the beginning of the week, we will not be posting this. So this is going to be an early one that I'm going to post here. Today is Friday the 20th. So we will be posting this today, and hopefully we'll get this out to everybody and you can enjoy it for the beginning of next week, as we will be out of town, and then we'll be back on our weekly beginning of the week next week. We will have another great episode of The Gym Closet. Again, if you can subscribe, rate, and review for me, we will answer any questions. If you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, I know this is a quick one today, but I just wanted to get a quick message out to give you guys something to think about over the weekend and for the next week. And then we will see you come next week on Monday or Tuesday. I'm not going to commit to a time. So we'll see you next week. Have a great week.